1994. We are sitting in the home of Morris Bleiberg, the National Council of Jewish Women. This is Judy Rubenstein and Anita Newell.
How nice.
Thank you, Mr. Bleiberg.
I'm proud to have a guest like this because it brings memories back. You can't find everywhere. And there's more reasons. Without a doubt, you belong to a congregation. This we had in Jeanette also with a shechet and a shul, a place where I delivered milk in a home that the congregation owned on Gaskell Avenue, about a block and a half away from the shul. My brother had what you would call a pop and mom store in the neighborhood where the money was on the books.
Well, this is very interesting. Could we start from the very beginning to hear? First of all, when were you born?
I'll show it to you.
Could you tell us the year?
26th of Thomas, 1903.
1903.
Yes.
Okay. And where were you born?
In the town. I can't remember the town's name, but I had my mother's folks in Borislav, which was an industrial center operated by the British companies pumping carbon oil.
And what country was this?
Austria.
Mm-hmm.
King Franz Joseph. Not too fast.
No, that's fine.
We would know in advance that he's coming to visit us. We were all along the main line.
Mm-hmm.
And being a country town like that, well, the first thing we had to do is run to shul, and we had minyan in there on weekends and yomtiv. But during the week, we were between the oil factories, bakeries, and farms. Was there a minyan? I didn't see it.
What was your father's name?
Avraham Yehuda.
Uh-huh. And your
name is Yishmael.
And your mother's name?
Freida. But
her maiden name?
Shalom.
Uh-huh. And had her family lived in Austria for several generations?
That's where they were. Not a soul. 1936, we had New York, a World's Fair. Many of us remember that. One of my cousins what time we were here, was selected to represent that area, whether it's a county or a city, I can't tell you, because our correspondent was my older brother. He could read and write in three languages. At his bar mitzvah simcha, or home. So he had a schooling there, but he had no difficulty corresponding with both sides, whether it was modern or with the ancient. And what I mean by that is, there I can show you my father's part of his Ostechnung. What do they get whenever they put in a service at the, well, they have an assessment, honorable discharge.
Service with the military?
With the military.
Uh-huh. And what was he, during what period did he serve the military in Austria?
1891.
Mm-hmm.
The older brother had to put in, he was drafted and he had to put in 4 years. Because being a draftee, even at that time, well, I don't know the punishment or whether they would just utilize their extra training. But the fact is, in the 10th year, on maneuvers in August, they had to go back. And this is what the young, I don't know if you want that, young lady wanted to know what brought us here.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, could you remember what went on in Europe? I said, well, I was too young at to remember. I was glad to hear the Kaiser's coming in tomorrow on that hour train, and we kids will wait along the track, and we could hear the whistle blow quite a distance away, but we had to get off the track. And guess what it was? The men folks also made a holiday out of it, and they come out with the Tories. And if I'm not mistaken, it was 4 or 5 Tories in our little shoe in the country. Well, when we youngsters saw a tourist coming out of the shoe, we forgot about the train and the candy, because there was some there had experience before, and this was the first time that I had knowledge that I could pick bonbons. But we had to run to kiss the Torah first at that age. Uh-huh. Now, these here, I had a kindergarten class that summer. The summer took like from after Pesach, and you'd be home for, you may know, all year, you know, so through the summer. Well, who'd bring us to town? We had 3 miles, 3 miles to get to town. There was the stock market, and there that was the town. I can't hear them number sure there, because whoever the congregations were. Our butcher Lemo, that's where I knew him, I don't know Lemo, would take a Sunday because he wanted to be in at the stock market early on Monday morning. And he was by himself. He would come to town and take a wagon load or whatever he had there to take us Sunday to town. That's where we got a ride.
What was the name of the town?
Okay,
it'll come
it.
Back. Okay.
It was the center where the railroad cars and all the business stock cars.
Oh.
I remember because he, what, I'll come to that. What took him there early? I used to check up. He wanted to see what's coming in.
What did your father do for a living?
Well, good question. Being raised by his, this would be the brother of his, and what did he do to help him?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I cannot answer you and be truthful with you, because my father was raised in a country where they were producing farm products.
Do you remember what things they grew there?
Oh, my goodness. They had hay that I had to put on, you know what a tripod is? At the foothill of those mountains, because the swamps were so productive. To drive this hay out, and they could sell it to the government. In fact, that's where their best trade was. After the ground froze, they could go in and haul it to the station or to the railroad. Now, these were the foothill of the swamp land.
It wasn't very good land.
Excellent land.
Oh, it was.
Excellent. So productive. From the mountains at the bottom, the swamp land, they would tell us that the potatoes, you didn't have to dig for them. You could get in by the branch and just pull them up out of there, and you had your bucket to fill. When he saw potatoes grow, at one time on Long Island, very nice. Went up to Michigan to these here springs, what they call the waters.
The Great Lakes?
From Detroit up where they have the Mount Clemens. The Dr. Smith from town, he said, well, if you want to get a little rest, there's always plenty to do. He would have to rest a little during the summer or latter years. In fact, he was ordered to Atlantic City tours last, and that's good enough to the mountain. Mount Clemens, they didn't have that sulfur water left. It was either pumped out or went dry. But
in Austria, did your family own that land that they farmed?
Not so sure that 14 in the family, whenever the you're asking me a question I cannot answer.
Was your father's father, was he a farmer also?
My father's father passed away when my father was born.
Oh.
In such a era that he
didn't
have a question, because his name was Ishmael.
So now, how many were there in your family? How many children altogether?
But in ours, seven.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the one in between, three older and three younger.
Uh-huh. Okay. And would you like to tell us your brothers and sisters' names in order? Okay.
Yes.
The oldest is.
This is Mordechai.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister Shamel. That's the youngest. And the second sister is Miriam. And you're talking to the one that they call Misha. That's my name. Now there's Hannah next to me. She was born in Europe, and we had to carry her off the ship. That's that was her size.
Uh-huh.
And then there's David, born in Kingston, suburb of Latrobe, 1910.
Hmm.
Now I was at his dress. I was a big boy already.
Uh-huh.
And Leah, well, it's Hi Leah, because she had a second name added to it. It's Hi Leah, Vivian Leah. Positive. She was born on the farm in Bazaar, August. It must have been 12. You know, I was already busy carrying cans of milk and doing other things and being chased out of the house because Sister Shangle was running to get the midwife. And she was our customer. The midwife was across in Burrow. Did I mention Burrow?
No.
To you? Burrow was a suburb of a schoolhouse. There's a division between the towns. Our farm was only 1,400 feet from the Penn Burrow line. And it became Penn Trafford.
Oh, wow. Sure. Sure. That's near Monroeville.
No, it's
near.
Uh-huh. And, I guess it's the old age. That's so easy. But the truth lies Murraysville, honey.
Uh-huh.
Murraysville.
Yes.
Say Monroeville? Monroeville, I know. Uh-huh. That came back.
Right.
Murraysville and part of Trafford
belonged
to the Swaland County.
Yes.
Why? Because on one side of the bridge, the Westinghouse owned that land on both sides.
Uh-huh.
On the one side they were making that, well, it looks like marble, but it is their product. The tops. Oh, I have some pieces here that I can show you. That you shape it up and make it form. It makes the nicest little gems and boxes as you can make. That is the finishing, smooth like a piece of marble. I made for the shul, a set from, you know, the Torahs that are rolled in the Eitz Chaims, the rollers. That's most of the time made out of olive wood.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. Well, we had you mean Chazon Silverblatt here? It was there for many years. He sang for my late cousin when he was a child in New York when he came. Silverblatt was a New York life insurance man, besides being a cousin, but he was telling me how he earned his first quarter. And when we talked about good old days, when you saw my picture from the ice cream, I already had a chance to save the quarters for a Liberty Bond.
I would love to hear more about that. Could we concentrate on your life in Europe first?
I can't tell you much because I came down to where I could name little names. Because
could you remember anything about your early years at all at
home
there?
Yes, my brother would leave for Shachas in the morning, in the summer day. And it seems like it got light there very early. Well, I would be doing what a 4-year, 5-year-old kid would do, letting him asleep. Now that you asked me this question.
Uh-huh.
Come home after Mars. On a summer day, after Mars, would he make it I'm speaking, in town we stayed, we had a, what we call a boarding center. We didn't walk home.
Oh, you slept at school?
No, we slept at home where they would, a boarding house.
Well, the community where you lived, were there all Jewish people?
Oh, no. It was just enough for a minyan. It was all Slavish people, and the people that I never got to learn much of their language, because in the house it was always, in fact, they knew Yiddish, the Slavish people.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And at home you spoke Yiddish?
Oh, yes. There's nothing else for them, that's what we could talk about. Mm-hmm. Now, telling you what my brother did for me, the oldest brother, I guess he did all he could, but he meant himself first. He had no time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Coming home Friday morning, seldom got a ride. It took us till after breakfast to lunch hour. We'd pick along the way. It was a nice, the sour grass that makes a good borscht. I don't know that. Well, we knew how to pick that. This is what we use in the way home as a stimulant.
Uh-huh.
What was left, well, yes, we always had a package to carry with us too. From the boarding house, they would see to it. Because the European mile was about 2 to 3 miles in comparison to ours.
Was it like a kilometer?
You've got to guess.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not able to tell you how they measured it. But the short run to get there, you know, a steshke, you know what a steshke is? A path. Was not on the main road. Because we would turn, I'll bring you another thing at the top. This may help. That's why we're talking about steshkes. And stehen in the brain, Shimonesla. You know what I'm talking about? When you, before a condition, you rise to, Shimon and Esther's 18 blessings. And I had schus to, when my father was, that he couldn't already come out of that house on the deathbed. Rabbi, his name, Tversky's Mishpacha. He was on the Wiley Avenue those days yet. He came to visit with him, and I had the privilege, and I can't forget it, before he would get home, he got me in the farm with the apple tree at home. The first time I did it.
Mm.
The gentleman that taught me a little bit of Yiddish, guy named Jeanette, says, and you knew about these things. And he held me by the hand, it's like this. Mashia, even as a shrunk, Balsach, and Ayman Brain, the Sheikh Amida for the 18 prayers, don't move. And I had the pleasure not to see any snakes there at that time, but with the Israel, I came to visit. He was a Kohen. He ended up on right by, well, it used to be Pearl and Ridgebaum years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He went beginner. Well, then along came, I think, the OK grocery and bought him out, or it was before the Chinese.
When you went to school in Europe, to the boarding house.
Summer.
Right, okay. Was that a Jewish school?
Oh, yeah.
It was just, okay.
Jesuit. The maid wouldn't give us breakfast before we said Modi Ani.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you, it's a joke and a good one to laugh at.
Uh-huh.
That was here already. That was in this country. I'm speaking of the time when my father was here. He left 1907.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed there till 9. In the summer of 9 is when I got a little bit of European training. The summer of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Yiddish, mit wem in der Sigzab Lady Anne, mit Kashi. But what did I know who Kashi was? A kid of 4 and a half. A maid wouldn't give us, and this was a round table, there must have been about 8 or 10 kids. Oh, we'd bang on the door, on the table, the door, make kids at that age. But then more about the fun we had. Anyhow, Kasia, mother, I can never forget it. She had a smile from ear to ear. Kasia was a Christian maid.
But she knew
Lady Amin, she wouldn't give us breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And of course, coming at that age, each one had a good reason with whatever we had in our hands. On the table, wasn't a tablecloth or anything, it was just a wooden top. Mm-hmm. And we made fun and played there. And now let me tell you about one. The mother came to visit us once in the summer. I think she had a doctor's appointment. And she made it to town. It was a beautiful day, a summer day, a nice rain. You couldn't find a sweeter time to be out of it. A lot of us kids were damming up for a catch of rainwater. We had shoes were standing already on the side, and we were in our bare feet, and we had the best time of our life. We must have got with mud from head to foot, because when my mother came from me, wherever she was in town,
mm-hmm.
and to this place, that kind of settlement she had to make, or not, anyhow, she needed her business to see us. She didn't get to see Mother House, and after she was through with me, she had to go home with us. Others were there eating. She unclothed me at this boarding house from head to foot. I was all over mud, and put me in this clean clothes. Well, I couldn't go out and have fun. I'll never forget, spoiled my best time, because we already had the leak, you know, that where the water was draining, banked up. You could go in there and splash with the water coming down the road. I could never forgive her for the first one of the day.
In your good clothes.
Sure, you couldn't go out, but she held on to me. She wouldn't let me go.
Now, were your aunts and uncles, did they live in the town near where you were also?
No. Boris lived. They came by train, I can't tell you what distance.
Mm-hmm.
It was handier, you heard of the city of Lemberg, was the center. They had it close, but I didn't tell you that my grandpa on mother's side was a cattle dealer.
Oh!
Well, what do you think of farming comes from?
Uh-huh.
And the sons, yes, well, he knew how to bake too, but his line of work was cattle dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Money was in cattle dealing. If you bought the young ones and had an opportunity to raise them to size when they were worth it, taken to the slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the males, they call it the bulls, would be the ones they would work with. And you'd wonder, how could they harness oxen? Have you ever seen a picture like that? In a wooden...
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of land where the swamp land was, these oxen could do more work with the hoof, split hoof, than a horse.
Uh-huh.
Because a solid hoof, he'd go deep into the, well, his weight.
Uh-huh.
And they were heavier. So many of these farmers raised these young calves, and they were glad to buy them. Each year would add to their weight, in fact each month, especially when you had advantage of feed. Now picture my father coming out from service. He wasn't 18 when he enlisted. Now that's how we know what his age was.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't 18. 88 to 91 was 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Say he was 17. So he came home at 20. Well, here comes my mummy along with the shatchanim, matchmakers and what have you. I don't know what was in it for them. The pushka gatherers. Now he knows what I'm talking about. Mother, may rest in peace, was left when her grandma passed away. She was the oldest of the group. and raised there was two girls and four brothers. I only looped the two youngest brothers because they were at the age where they could come out and visit, where the older ones were married and then traveling and not crowd in. Oh, we had four rooms at home in the town where we lived, with a basement that we could store our winter supplies. I helped bring it up. We didn't have steps, but we had to just hop down the ladder. Anyhow, I was pretty good at that. And the youngest two, Aaron and Mordechai, was my favorite uncles on mother's side. And on the father's side, I didn't get to know them. Only this niece of mine, that he was raised, when she came out to the farm, and I'm speaking of the old farm, which was only 48 acres, and was still there. My oldest sister, Shane, was married there in February. And I already had the pleasure of bringing up the guests from the trolley cars down to the borough. There's a hillside there. We want them to walk. As I brought up one load, I went back and brought another every half hour. No, I didn't make it every half hour, every hour, because they brought to the farm and unload and back. Dad was showing it would trust me with those horses, and he knew how to train them. And what did he do? Developed the Texas breed, and he knew how to break them in. My father was an expert at handling horses. And on my other side, they were grand, really, when they had the knowledge of milking cows and meat producers. So it was a wonderful lesson for a child to be around and just to watch what has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Did I bring it to this country? Well, it's a difference.
Why did your parents decide to leave Europe?
I'm coming
after
to that.
Okay.
I don't think my father was 21 when he first met my mother. Say he was 21 after he put in what he did. The first thing was, he's not going to say it on his brother's setup and bring in a woman to live in addition to what a family he had. So he managed to get the first month, he already had a job. Mendel Rand was the man's name. Mendel Rand, when he saw what my father could do to help him, he had four farms for each son. Each son was educated in a line of work. They were specialists. Here was a druggist, here was a justice of peace. Here I remember going to get the steamship to help these tickets. So he was an agent. The fourth one, no, he wasn't his father. The father went and built under the Turkish mandate. It was before the turn of the century. Colonies that they... Anybody that cared to come, well, you would answer anybody, you would select a year's free rent to help to colonize these places where he built. Now, the man was a wealthy man, this Mendel Rand. We had a druggist here, I can't tell you the number of stores he had in Pittsburgh, till the Robinsons, of course, took him over.
Wait a minute. You're talking about in Europe now, and this was during the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so Mendel Rand, who was Jewish.
He sure was.
Okay, would select people to help go to the areas to...
Where, to Israel, yes.
Oh, to Israel.
Was this
through the Austro-Hungarian Empire?
King Francis. He was an old-hate Israel. He loved, but he could get along with our Jewish faith.
Uh-huh.
One of the finest is in historical records. Yes. And I'm not telling you something that I didn't see happen. They came out with Sefer Torah Sabrina.
Uh-huh.
And this I, oh, we had to run to the Sister Saperture for him to pick up candy at that age. But this, the four sons, they must have been well-to-do. Why? Here's my mother investing money in young stock for the farmers to help to till the ground with these oxen. Grandpa, of course, is helping out the best he can, and she had a team of oxen. Now, on the farm, four farms. This farm had a distillery, that one had a brewery, the third one was making potato latkes or what have you. It was 80, he had 80 men under his control, the father.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
82, they said, they died.
Wow.
Picture him going in the morning to see that everything is in order.
Uh-huh.
Now, think of it how it was.